by the great mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the previous Acharyas, Sri Sri Nitai Vodachandra. Today we have come to the holy place, Godram Dweep. Bhakti Ratnakar, as well as Thakur Bhakti Vinod, very beautifully explained how this name Godram Dweep pertains to the sacred place that we are sitting today. During the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna, Indra became very disturbed because the child Krishna somehow convinced Nanda Maharaj and the Vrijvasa to cancel out the annual puja which was meant for him and utilize all of the paraphernalia for the worship of a hill named Govardhan. He sent torrents and torrents of rain, not just regular rain, but the Samvartaka clouds, which are utilized for the purpose of destroying the world at the time of Pralaya. All of these rains were thundering down, and Indra himself was throwing his most powerful weapon, the thunderbolt. But Krishna, when he was approached by the Brijvasis, that we are in great danger. And more than that, your cows are in danger. So please protect your cows and us also. So Krishna effortlessly lifted the Govardhan hill, holding it up with the smallest finger of his left hand. Meanwhile, Indra and the Samvartaka clouds were somehow or other trying to destroy Vrindavan. And although they were throwing so many great thunderbolts, and not just raindrops, but each drop was the size of a huge pillar, was pouring down. But Govardhan Hill, because he was being touched by the tip of Krishna's little finger, he felt such ecstasy by that touch that he didn't even notice that thunderbolts and torrents of rain were coming upon him. When you experience a higher taste than the lower pleasures and pains and honor and dishonor and happiness and distress of this world, you may feel it, but you don't notice it. It makes very little difference. Today you are all sitting in the heat of the sun, and some of you look like you are suffering. But somehow or other, if you just concentrate your mind on a higher taste of the transcendental glories of the Lord, it is so sweet, it is so wonderful, that the tribulations of this world become insignificant. And this was so magnificently exemplified by Govardhan Hill himself. After 7 days, Indra realized, Indra means Lord. I may be calling myself Indra, but I am not Lord. Krishna is Lord. So he came down, and he was so much embarrassed that he was making such aparads that he actually brought a Surabhi cow with him to speak on his behalf. Knowing that Krishna is always very merciful to cows, especially Surabhi cow, if he comes with Surabhi cow, Krishna may show special mercy to him. And this is an eternal truth. If we approach the Lord by the grace and blessings of one who is dear to the Lord, then the Lord is certainly willing to forgive us for our offenses and give us a special mercy. Actually, Krishna was very happy with Indra, in the sense that he allowed him to perform this wonderful pastime of Didi Vadadari. And he brought all the Brijabasis together in one place for 7 days where he could express the most intimate loving relationships with all of them. All the cows and all the cowherd boys and all the cowherd girls, they were all gathered together under this hill, and each and every one of them was thinking, Krishna is looking upon me. Krishna is exchanging so many sweet, loving glances with me. Brahma, when he stole the cowherd boys, he separated Krishna from his friends. But Indra brought everyone together. But at the same time, because of this false pride, Krishna wanted to protect him, because ultimately Indra is a devotee. And sometimes when a devotee gets high position and a lot of power and influence, and people start glorifying him, you become proud. And when you become proud, your devotional service is spoiled. So Krishna's mercy is somehow or other he has to take away that pride. Otherwise you can make no spiritual progress, and the purpose of life is not to become big or great or famous or wealthy. It is to become humble like a blade of grass, so that you can transcend the modes of nature and go back to the spiritual world. Until you have this quality, you cannot approach Krishna with the proper consciousness by which he will take you back to the spiritual world. So Krishna forgave Indra, and Indra said, "You are my Indra." And he performed Abhishek for Krishna with Airavata, his elephant carrier, and the water of Ganga. But then Indra was thinking, after he departed from Krishna's presence, that in the age of Kali Yuga, Krishna is going to appear again. And I am so much infatuated and intoxicated by my surroundings that what will prevent me from falling into illusion another time and making offenses? So he approached the Surabhi cow. How wonderful Krishna is. What an example. The king of heaven, living with on the most prestigious throne in the universe, with beautiful crowns and billions of people worshipping him and honoring him, he goes to a cow for shelter. Because he knows that the cow is so dear to Krishna. The cow is not sitting on a throne. The cow is laying in the grass. The cow is not eating all sorts of fine foods, just eating the grass. Simple. And cow is a lady also. He approached a Mataji. On every level he was taking a humble position. We'll be celebrating Govardhan Puja at Kanai Natashala this year, if it is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So he presented his dilemma to Surabhi. Mataji, what will prevent me from falling into illusion again? She said, "We should go to Navadvip Dham, because it is the supreme of all holy places." Why? Because in Navadvip Dham, the Supreme Lord in his most merciful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, tasting the sweetness of Radha's love, will appear in the age of Kali. And Lord Chaitanya is most merciful. Anyone who humbly approaches him and chants his holy names, he will certainly give his special mercy. So let us go. So Surabhi and Indra both came to this very place where we are sitting today. And under a big, big banyan tree that was once here, they meditated on the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya and continuously chanted the holy names of Gauranga. Hari is Radharani, Krishna is Krishna, and Gauranga is Radham Krishna. Gauranga! So they were chanting the holy names of Gauranga again and again and again. And the Lord, being pleased by their devotion, personally came to this place and appeared before Surabhi and Indra. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared, he had beautiful, beautiful golden complexion. his wonderful locks of blackish hair was flowing down his back and his shoulders. With tears in his eyes, his beautiful lotus-like mouth was chanting the holy names of Krishna. Indra and Surabhi surrendered themselves at the feet of Lord Gaurasundara. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Indra, I know what is your desire, and it will be fulfilled. In the age of Kali Yuga, when I appear in this beautiful form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu to give love of God to anyone who will simply accept it with a grateful heart, at that time you will also appear and have the opportunity to be my servant. And then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. And Indra, fully satisfied by this benediction, returned to his heavenly abode. But Surabhi stayed here under this banyan tree. Therefore it is named Godrumdvip. Go means cow, and Dru means tree. It is the tree where cow resides. In fact, she is always staying here. If you have spiritual vision, you will see this cow. If you do not, you will see through your ears by hearing. And it is also explained, as Surabhi was here, at the end of a particular yuga cycle, the time of Pralaya, Markandeya Rishi was given the benediction that he would go on living. It's really not a very nice thing to go on living in this material world, as Markandeya Rishi discovered. We all want long lives. And when people ask a sadhu for blessing, usually they want long life. May you live long. But if you want this benediction, first you should discuss the matter with Markandeya Rishi. Better you go back to Godhead, whenever possible. We'll live as long as we can serve. But we are not attached to this world, because this is a terrible place. Srila Prabhupada explained, Shankaracharya lived 31 years, Lord Jesus Christ about 32 years, Gauranga Mahaprabhu only 48 years, and there are trees 7,000 years old, not Kalpa Vriksha trees. Redwood trees in California, they're Maya trees. So what is long life? Markandeya Rishi was given benediction to live so long life through kalpas. So during the time of the Pralaya, the lower part of the universe was completely covered with water of devastation. And he was floating in this water because he wasn't allowed to die. There was no food. And it was probably salty water, not even anything to drink. And not only that, but there were rains pouring down, and sometimes there were terrible, terrible, huge fishes like Tim and Gila fishes and sharks all around him. And sometimes high winds, sometimes it was burning hot and freezing cold, and massive waves would just knock him down and make him go deep into the water, and he would come out and another wave would smash him and smash him. He was just praying, why did I take this benediction? He actually would have been very happy dying, but the benediction was keeping him alive. So for thousands of years he was in this condition. But it is described in Shastra that Sri Navadvipa Dham is the eternal abode of the Lord, in which all the holy places in the entire universe reside. In fact, all the holy places take shelter of Navadvipa Dham, especially in this age of Kali Yuga. In the age of Kali Yuga, all holy places become very weak, but Navadvipa Dham becomes very strong. So the weak take shelter of the strong. as we are walking in Navadvip Dham, it is explained one step that you walk in Navadvip Dham is equal to performing 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. Hare Krishna. It is explained that just by sleeping one night in Navadvip Dham, you get the benefits of hundreds of years of austerities performing the yoga processes. This is the power of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So Navadvip Dham is not destroyed at the time of Pralaya. So as Markandeya Rishi was floating and getting crushed by waves and freezing and hungry and thirsty, he saw the beautiful land of Sri Navadvip. And somehow or other, because of the tribulations, he fell unconscious. And Surabhi, out of her great compassion, she took him out of the water and brought him onto the land of Navadvip. He saw the beauty of the spiritual world, more beautiful than Vaikuntha. And he begged Surabhi, "Please give me some milk. I am suffering terribly. Save my life." So Surabhi Mataji personally gave him her own milk and gave him health. And then she explained, "This is the land of Lord Gauranga. This is the spiritual world of Navadvip. You should perfect your life by always meditating on the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and always chanting his holy name." Lord Nityananda Prabhu is Lord Balaram in Krishna's Leela, cowherd boy. He came to this place, which is called Surabhi Kunj. And it was here that Lord Nityananda Prabhu began Namhat preaching throughout all of Bengal. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describe in wonderful detail the nature of this preaching of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He literally spread out a net to somehow or other catch everybody in Lord Sri Chaitanya's mercy and bring them out of the ocean of birth and death. He organized very nicely, giving various responsibilities to his devotees to push on this great preaching mission. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, knowing that his mission in life was to spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world, that was the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was the life and soul of Nityananda Prabhu, and it was the prediction. That in every town and village the name of Gauranga should be chanted. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur personally made his home right here in Surabhi Kunj, where Nityananda Prabhu is eternally expanding the glories of Lord Chaitanya and the Harinam Sankirtan. In this very holy place, we would like to sing this wonderful song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this regard. Lord Nityananda, the proprietor of the market, seeing all the devotees becoming attracted, is selling them the holy name after bargaining with them. "O brother, if you want to buy the holy name, then go with me. We must go to the presence of that great soul, Nityananda. You will buy the name of Krishna. I will take my commission, and all of our desires will be fulfilled." Lord Nityananda is greatly merciful. Taking only one's faith, he gives the highest ecstasy. If Nitai sees only once tears in the eyes while chanting the name of Gaura, then he gives all resources to that person. He gives the pure teachings of Krishna to everyone and does not care for one's birth, wealth, knowledge, and strength. Now, giving up the illusory snare of Maya, either remain in household life or in the forest as a sannyasi, for no more troubles remain. There is no more fear of the age of Kali Yuga. The merciful Nityananda gives the holy name even to the Chandalas. Bhaktivinod Thakur calls out, except for the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no other shelter. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the personification of the supreme mercy of the absolute truth. Even the greatest rogues and thieves who came to kill him, he reciprocated by giving them Krishna prema. There is a story of how once some terrible thieves, they came to this
Surabhi Kul,
and they saw that Lord Nityananda was decorated very nicely amongst his friends. So they took their sharpened weapons and decided that they will attack in the middle of the night and murder him and steal his jewels. The first night, they waited till dark. They were waiting for the sign that Nityananda Prabhu and his friends were sleeping. But somehow or other, as they were waiting, by the power of the Lord's potency, they all fell asleep. And in the morning, the sun was rising, the birds were singing, and they woke up. They slept through the night. They all started fighting. Why didn't you wake me up? You were supposed to wake me up. Why didn't you wake me up? But the leader of this gang of dacoits was a great Brahmin. And he had tremendous power. But due to bad association, he became the king of dacoits. So he said, some difficulty. What we should do is we should worship Goddess Chandi. She will give us the power. How could we have gone to do this very sacred act of murdering these people to steal for our greedy purposes, but we didn't inaugurate it with puja to the goddess? So they did their pujas, and they made all their weapons sanctified. The next night, they came, and they didn't fall asleep. They crept up. And when they got there were these huge guards that looked they were coming from some other planet. They were so big and so powerful, any one of them could have annihilated the whole band of dacoits. And they were circumambulating the house in a very deep voice, chanting the holy names. So they became afraid. The leader of the dacoits said, there must be some special guest visiting, but he will leave soon, so we will just wait. The guards will leave. After some time, their spies reported, these guards have left. Hare Krishna. So they sharpened their weapons, and they waited till the nightfall, and then they all started running to the house, thirsty for the murder and steal. But as they were running, just as they approached the house, one of them fell into a pit filled with stool and urine and garbage. And he was laying there, his limbs were broken from falling, and then scorpions and leeches started biting him, and he was just screaming in agony. Another person fell in another ditch, and it was all sorts of biting insects were just eating him, and all of his limbs were broken. Another fell into a pit of dangerous thorns. Many of them fell. These thorns were sharp as swords, and every part of their body was being stabbed by these thorns, and if they tried to move it, it would just go deeper inside. They couldn't move. And then all these biting creatures started eating him, and he was crying. And then out of nowhere came dark clouds and torrents of rain, And then it became freezing cold, like Himalayas. So cold, their limbs were trembling, and they were wearing just ordinary Bengali clothes. Trembling! And then the rain turned into hail, and every piece was like a huge ice ball, and it was cracking their skulls and beating against their bones and breaking them to pieces. And they were just crying all night long. They were suffering like this, unable to move. And ultimately, just toward the end of the night, they were suffering so terribly that the Brahman and all others realized that Lord Nityananda Prabhu must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he began to call out in a desperate, helpless state of mind. By this state, he was very humble. Srinada Pisuni Chena. He was not feeling any prestige at the time. He was helplessly praying to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, please forgive me for my offenses, I surrender to you. As soon as they prayed in this way, the storm went away, the weather became nice. The thorns released them and all the insects went to a distant place. They all got up and they went to the river Ganges to bathe. And then the leader of the dacoits, this terrible Brahmin who had murdered so many, ruthless person, he came to the house of Lord Nityananda and weeping tears of repentance, he fell at Lord Nityananda Prabhu's feet and told him what kind of a sinful life he had lived and how for so many nights he wanted to murder him. And he explained the whole story of what had happened. He said to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, I have come to surrender my life to you. I have come to beg forgiveness. And I am coming to ask your permission that at this moment you allow me to go into the Ganges and take my life. Because not only have I caused so much pain to others, but I have offended you. Now I will commit suicide in the holy river Ganges. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, no, you do not do this. What you should do is you should give up all your sinful habits. And with a humble state of mind, you should always sincerely chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And as I am forgiving you and giving you this mercy, through the message of Lord Chaitanya, to always chant Harinam, you should give this message to others. Especially you should preach to all the other dacoits. So this Brahmin dacoit became a pure Vaishnava. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu placed his feet on this dacoit's head, immediately his heart overflowed with pure love of God. Tears started flowing from his eyes, his limbs were trembling, he began dancing and chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he went out and preached and made practically all the other dacoits into great Vaishnavas. It was like a dacoit traveling sankirtan. These people used to fear for their lives. Now they were all humble, gentle. They wouldn't even harm an insignificant ant by Nityananda's mercy. They were so compassionate, they were willing to give up their lives to give the holy name to others. And the same people that used to fear them were now touching their lotus feet. This was the power of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. And how he invested Srila Prabhupada with that power. Srila Prabhupada went to an entire civilization of dacoits. And he gave them all the same message as Lord Nityananda. Worship Krishna. Chant Krishna's names. Lord Chaitanya ordered Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu to give this message to everyone. Lord Nityananda Prabhu took it as his life and soul.
in this place of Surabhi Kunj, Nityananda Prabhu, organized to fill the entire province with love of God. And Thakur Bhakti Vinod, he came to this place in the same meditative spirit of compassion as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And he inaugurated the worldwide Krishna consciousness movement to spread love of God. And he wrote so many wonderful books to create the basis of this movement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his teaching, he sent it in the English language to the Western world, McGill University. And through this process, he began preaching in the English language, which was the language of the world. And in that same year, 1896, that Bhaktivinoda's mercy first came outside the shores of India, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami appeared in this world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur entrusted this mission to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who started 64 mats, so many printing presses, printed so many of the Goswami's Vaishnav literatures, preached so ferociously and made the top class men devotees. And he gave the order, the same order Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave to Srila Prabhupada, evam parampara. That you take this message of Lord Chaitanya, you spread it all over the world. And what is that message? Worship Krishna. Chant the holy names of Krishna. Hear the glories of Krishna and teach others Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your real treasure. He is your life and soul. So at this holy place of Surabhi Kunj, we should prostrate ourselves in the dust of this holy place, and we should pray for the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Jagannath Das Babaji, all the previous acharyas. We should pray, beg for their mercy. We beg for the mercy of all the assembled Vaishnavas. We beg for the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, that we can be, with our life and soul, an integral part of this wonderful mission of compassion. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.